Chapter 2, Flitting to and Fro. I couldn't quite land. That's the way I felt after I said yes to God, but then started trying to figure out what I was supposed to do with my life. I wanted to make a difference for Him, but couldn't figure out what I had to offer. I was like an unwilling feather, weightless and exhausted from all the flitting to and fro, but completely unable to resist the winds that carried me away. When I thought about all that filled my life as a woman in her early 20s, everything I ever thought would make me feel happy stared back at me. A diploma, a husband, a child, a minivan, and a house with the appropriate seasonal foliage were all there. That's what made the hollow feeling in my chest especially troublesome. This emptiness made me feel desperate, needy, complicated, full of unrealistic expectations. I quickly became disillusioned. Weren't Christians supposed to instantly have it all together after saying yes to God? My relationships with my husband and my growing family were strained and quickly went from being blessings to burdens. Even though I knew in my head that only God could fill my soul, I still found myself wanting my husband and kids to do the job. It just seemed easier trying to get these things from those I could see and touch. But even a great husband and wonderful kids made very poor gods. They couldn't possibly do what I was asking of them. Wanting inner peace so badly, I started searching for something to do that might make me feel significant. Career crazy. A crazy magazine article I read suggested I could find myself by identifying my inner beauty and exploring it out in the world of work and career. So I took my inner self and headed to the community college to take a class on floral design. Things went well in the class because we worked mainly with silk flowers. However, once I was hired at a real floral shop, my inner beauty calling failed me. The overwhelming scent of all those flowers in a small enclosed space overstimulated my gag reflex, and really, nothing draws in the customers more than a young designer who gags a lot. With my calling as a floral designer in grave jeopardy, my career search continued. I came across a flyer that offered a correspondence course in bridal consulting. The pitch